रामाय नमपुत्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 30, द वानर आर्मी. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Somewhat excited, Ravana said to Shardula, "You seem to have been roughly handled by someone. Your face has changed color. Did you fall into the hands of the fierce foes?" Then Shardula managed to reply, trembling with fear and in a weak voice, "Your Majesty, it is impossible to learn in secret the fact about all those monkey heroes. They are strong and valiant and are under the protection of Rama. Why, we could not gain speech with them. How could we inquire and know their hearts? Monkeys, mountainous in bulk, guard each path most carefully. The moment I made my way into the monkey forces, which none of us spies could do, they found me out. The ministers of Vibhishana caught us, threw us down and rolled us on the earth. Meanwhile, the monkeys gathered around us, pounded us with their fists and hands, kneaded us with their knees and tore us to pieces with their teeth and nails. Those impetuous monkeys dragged us along everywhere crying, 'Here are the spies that have come to discover our secrets.' Then drenched in blood, bereft of senses, we fainted away. When we regained consciousness, they began to torture us again. At last they took us to Rama. We cried, 'This is too much. Please save us from death.' At our earnest entreaty, Rama took pity on us and ordered us to be released. We owe our life to his compassion and have come to you in this plight. With rocks and mountains, Rama has built a bridge across the sea. And having led his monkey hosts over it, he stands at the gate of Lanka armed to the teeth. He has arrayed his army in the form of Garuda, and having sent me away, he is marching towards Lanka, blazing in his luster. Take Sita back to him before he enters the city, or else be prepared to fight him." Ravana thought a little and said, "Devas, Gandharvas, Danavas, and the rest may band themselves against me. All created beings may try to frighten me, yet Sita shall not go back. I will fight the enemy as you have said. So give me all the information that I ought to know and that you have been able to collect. Who are the renowned warriors in the monkey army? What forms do they take? Who are irresistible on the battlefield? Whose grandsons speak the truth? Let me know their strength and weaknesses and take appropriate steps. We must have an idea of the numbers, the strength and the weaknesses of those that would fight us." Then Shardula ventured to reply, "Your Majesty, Sugriva, the king of the monkeys, is the son of Rikshrajas. He is unconquerable in battle. Gadgada had two sons, Dhumra and Jambavan by name. Jambavan emerged from the mouth of Brahma when he yawned. He was brought up later on by Gadgada. Kesari was begotten by Brihaspati. His son Hanuman slew Aksha and other Rakshasa heroes. Sushena is the son of God Dharma. Dadimukha is the son of Soma. Sumukha, Durmukha and Vegadarshi might verily be called death walking in the shape of monkeys. Brahma created them for this very purpose. Nila, the general, was begotten by the god Agni. Hanuman is the son of god Vayu, while Angada is a grandson of Indra and equal to him in youthful strength and pride. Mind and Dvivida were begotten by the twin gods Ashwinis. Gavaksh, Gavai, Sharab, Gandhmadan were begotten by the god Yama and are equal to him in all respects. There are 10 crores of monkey heroes of matchless radiance, all begotten by the gods, and no one can say what the origin or abode of the others may be. The mighty being that protects them all is the son of Dasharatha. Handsome in every limb like a lordly lion, he is in the prime of youth. He is a slayer of Khara, Dushana, Tirshiras, Maricha, Supahu and Tataka. In all the worlds there is none like in valor and prowess. For has he not killed Viradha and Kabanda, who were themselves like the god of death? None can describe the excellences and perfections of Rama. of all the Rakshasas who opposed him at Janasan, does anybody survive? His brother Lakshmana is a soul of righteousness, and like unto a lordly elephant in wrath, the very ruler of the gods cannot escape with his life once he becomes the mark of Lakshmana's arrow. Shweta and Jyotirmukha are the sons of Surya. Hemakuta is born to Varuna. Nala, the redoubtable hero, is a son of Vishwakarman. Durdhara, the valiant monkey, is a son of the Vasu gods. Your brother Vibhishan has received from Rama this kingdom of Lanka and works and prays for Rama's welfare. Thus far have I reported the facts that I gathered during my visit. What is expedient now, it is for you to decide and do. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhoomaya Mangalam.